This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today interact and address the contingent of Indian athletes who participated in the Asian Games. He will host the sportspersons in New Delhi for their outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and to motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals in Asian Games, concluded on Sunday. This is India's best ever performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. Congratulating the Indian contingent on their phenomenal achievement, the Prime Minister said every awe-inspiring performance has made history and filled the hearts of countrymen with pride. The program will be attended by the athletes of the Indian contingent for the Asian Games, their coaches, officials from the Indian Olympic Association and representatives of the National Sports Federations. Minister for Tribal Affairs Arjun Munda, who is also the President of Archery Association of India, felicitated the Asian Games medal winners of the archery team, their coaches and support staff. The team won a record 9 medals in the recently concluded games. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Munda said there were 16 players in the archery contingent and almost all of them won medals in the mixed team and individual event, which is historic. The medalists are Ojas Praveen Deotale, Jyoti Surekha Vennam, Aditi Gopichand Swami, Parneet Kaur and many others. CMD of NTPC, Gurdeep Singh, was also present on the occasion. NTPC Limited has been promoting archery in India in partnership with Archery Association of India. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh held talks with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in Rome yesterday for the first day of his official visit to Italy. Both the leaders discussed opportunities in defence industrial cooperation and an agreement was signed to promote defence cooperation between the two countries. The Raksha Mantri suggested to foster the interaction of the Indian startups with the Italian defence companies. An agreement was signed. According to the Defence Ministry, both sides also discussed training, sharing of information, maritime exercises and maritime security under host of defence cooperation issues. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has embarked on an official visit to Marrakesh in Morocco beginning today. She will attend the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund along with G20 FMCBG meetings. The annual meetings will be attended by finance ministers and central bankers from across the world. Finance Minister Ms. Sitharaman and RBI Governor Shaktikant Das will co-chair the fourth G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists were killed by a joint team of security forces in a nocturnal gunfight which broke out at Alshipura hamlet in South Kashmir's Shopian district, according to Additional Director General of Police Kashmir. The terrorists neutralized in the operation had an association with the banned terror outfit Lashkar-e-Toyba. The death toll from the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas has crossed 1,600 on both sides. According to different media reports, more than 900 Israelis have been reportedly killed, with at least 2,600 injured and dozens taken captive, while at least 687 Palestinians have been killed and 3,726 wounded. Israel has called for a complete siege of Gaza and sealed it off from food, fuel and other supplies. It has also called up an unprecedented 3 lakh reservists. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said that nearly 1,37,000 people were taking shelter with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, the UN agency that provides essential services to Palestinians. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan wrote a letter to External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar seeking intervention to ensure the safety of Indians, including Keralites, in Israel. The Chief Minister said around 7,000 Keralites are presently in Israel and their family members in the state are in extreme anxiety. He also expressed concern over the extreme hardships of civilians in Israel due to the continuing hostilities in the country. In ICC World Cup, the match between defending champions England and Bangladesh is underway. England were 223 for 1 in 333.2 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.